Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. Each week we offer biblical encouragement and practical ideas to help you know the love of Jesus Christ more deeply and become the woman, wife, and mother you were created to be. We're so glad you're here. It's going to be a great day. Welcome to Overcoming Fear. My name is Linda Steppenbacher, and I will be reading Day 10, Rest. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that your will is for us to rest. How good is that? I thank you that you have given us ways to overcome and that we can actually do it through rest. Open our eyes and show us what this means today. In your name we pray. Amen. Here are some scriptures for you. Psalms 62, 5 to 6. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. Psalms 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Did you read Psalm 91, the whole thing? Those were the facts of our story. What I didn't share with you were the ways that I learned to trust in God and the ways that he spoke to me through that intense first month and the following months of waiting. As soon as I heard about the tumor, I fell on my face before God. I was on the floor every day, tears soaking into my carpet. I knew I had nowhere else to turn but to him for answers, comfort, and help. You see, God wants us to seek him, and he wants to be found. This is the most important step of all. He wants us to seek him above anything else. Matthew 6:33. And as I sought God, he revealed himself to me. Jeremiah 29:13. A little bit at a time, and gave me strategies for victory. The two things that he told me to do during that time helped me to trust him and to carry me through this life and death trial. These two things are the cornerstones of trust, and they are rest and worship. We are going to explore both of these. First, how do we rest in God? To rest in God, we must know who God is. We cannot trust someone whom we don't know. The truths that I found most foundational in trusting God are that he is good and that he is for us. God speaks of his goodness repeatedly throughout Scripture. Why is this? God's goodness is foundational to our being able to trust him. You cannot trust a person whom you do not deem to be good. Initially, in my situation, when the bottom fell out and everything seemed to be hopeless, it was so hard to see him as good and as working things out for my good. Romans 8:28. But slowly, even over that first month of complete uncertainty, he spoke to me, showed up for me, and against all odds, slowly began to convince me that even in terrible circumstances, he was good. Even when the circumstances are swirling about you and confusing you, He is the one who stands still, ever the same. Hebrews 13:8. At one point in our journey with brain cancer, I was having a hard time with a difficult new development, and God spoke to me through an exercise instructor. God communicates with us in so many ways. The class had finished a workout, and as we stretched, we were standing on one leg. The instructor said, "If you are having trouble standing, just find a spot that doesn't move and fix your eyes on it." Wow, I had probably heard that line dozens of times in my life during stretching or balancing, but it immediately resonated in my spirit that day. If you are having trouble trusting and your whole world seems to have changed, fix your eyes on the one person who does not change, Jesus. In Matthew 14:29-30, Peter walked on water when he had his eyes on Jesus and began to sink when he took his attention off of him, focusing instead on the wind and waves. Fix your eyes on Jesus. If this is still difficult, as always and with everything, ask God to show you that He is good. Then trust that He will and be on the lookout for His answer. He will come through. He always does. Jesus says in Matthew 7:7-8, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. He is a good Father, and He loves when we ask Him for wisdom." James 1:5-7. He is so faithful. He wants you to know Him, and His goodness and good intentions toward us are such a fundamental part of who He is. Our understanding of Him is foundational to our trust. Our prayer for today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for who You are. Thank You for providing me with Your word that speaks of You and Your trustworthiness. Help me to come to a greater revelation of who You are, and specifically of who You are for me in my circumstances. Thank You that You are a personal God who loves to speak to me individually. Help me to rest in You today and going forward as a lifestyle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey there. Thank you so much for tuning in here at Hope Club for Moms. We are so thankful that you have joined us today. Don't forget to check out our website, helpclubformoms.com, which is jam-packed full of our amazing resources that are available to you. We love you. Have a blessed day.